الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى: الرحمن فاسأل به خبيرا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. عند الآية الكريمة الله تبارك وتعالى addresses the believers, and in this ayat Allah speaks of three things. One is the people of Iman, who Allah is addressing. For them, for those who have got Iman, Allah says further, ittaqullah, acquire taqwa. And the place of taqwa, where you will get it also, that also Allah Ta'ala explains. Wakunu ma'as sadiqeen. So there are three things in this ayat which we will discuss: that the people of Iman, and then to acquire taqwa, and to get taqwa, to be with the sadiqeen. And in the other ayat-e-kareema also, Allah Ta'ala explains that if you want Allah Ta'ala, and you'll get only taqwa from Allah Ta'ala, then Ar-Rahman, Allah is the one who is so merciful, who blesses you with the very great quality of taqwa. Otherwise, taqwa is a very hard thing. Especially we know in these days and times, with so much of temptations, all four sides, day and night, in your private bedroom, outside in the public, there are so many temptations. But it is Rahman who will give you taqwa, because He is so merciful, so kind, so compassionate, so He will give you taqwa. But that, how will you come to know Rahman, how to get taqwa from Rahman, from Allah? Fas'al bihi khabira. Get His address, come to know how you can get connected to Him by those who are informed about Him, those who know Him, those who are by Allah Ta'ala. You keep contact with them, and they will make your contact with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So in this first ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has addressed the believers. And there are three things. And there are three things in the Quran Sharif which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in great abundance as well. Firstly, we will, perhaps there isn't a page of the Quran Sharif in which we won't come across the ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. The second thing which Allah has commanded in great abundance is taqwa. Everywhere we will see that Allah has commanded us to have taqwa. And the third thing is the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, says, the most thing which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran Sharif was, is with zikrullah. And then again, in so many places, not only zikr, but zikran kathira, to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. And zikr, the word zikr means to remember. So our zikr must not be that we are unmindful, that we are making zikr, but we are unmindful. Zikr, in fact, is not only that you remember, but that it brings focus in your total life, in everything, even your dunya things, you start focusing, you are not unmindful. Like, for example, commonly it's today, a person is driving in front of you, is going very slowly, he's going a bit crooked, he's unmindful. When you pass him, you find he's on the cell phone. He's busy talking on the phone. So that is indifference. So zikr is to make you conscious of yourself, your surroundings, everything. And more than dunya things, your spiritual condition, to make you conscious of your spiritual condition. So anyway, so yeah, Allah Ta'ala has addressed the believers, and this is an honorary degree which Allah has conferred on the believers. That we did not work for our Iman. Those who are born Muslims, born in Muslim homes, they didn't work for the Iman. Those who are reversed, also actually, in actual fact, they also did, it's a gift from Allah. Otherwise, there are many, many people in the world who are not Muslims, But they cherish Islam. They know Islam is the true religion. And it is an obstacle, for example, family, government, society, that is keeping them away. But it is the tawfiq from Allah Ta'ala. When Allah gives that, Iman is a pure gift from Allah Ta'ala. It isn't the workings and achievement of a person. It is a pure soul gift which Allah Ta'ala bestows a person with. So no matter how much shukr we make, like at universities, they confer an honorary degree on a person. The person didn't do those studies, he didn't write exams, he didn't pass, but they give him that degree. So like that, Iman is an honorary degree which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. And the degree of Iman, once we have got it, we should be very, very particular about it. We can well understand a person who gets his driver's license, he looks after it. A young boy, he has passed his test and he's so happy, I got my driver's license. And how he looks after it, he shows it to everyone also, but how he looks after it. People who haven't got rights in a country and they want the rights, they want their papers to come right. The day they get their papers right, they get their ID document, they get their passport, how they over the world on that day. So happy. Allah has given us the greatest thing, Iman. And Allah has given it to us free of charge, without our working. So how much shukr we make on this Iman, and how much we should look after this Iman. We know this Iman, a person who travels overseas particularly, the most thing that he's worried about all the time is his passport. He just put it now in his pocket, hardly a minute he touches there again. Is my passport there? He packs it in his bed, he's lying down to sleep. After a few minutes he wakes up to check, is my passport? He's so worried about his passport. If his passport is lost, he knows he's got big problems. That is just the passport of a country in this dunya. Allah gave us the passport of Jannah. Allah gave us the passport of His pleasure. Allah gave us the passport by which we will get saved from Jahannam. So how much mustn't we appreciate this? This Allah Ta'ala has given. And all this, to become conscious of this, this is what is called Islah. This is what is called Tasawwuf. Otherwise, we all have got it. But to become conscious of it, and to acknowledge it, and then to express that acknowledgement in the form of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah loves that, and by that Allah draws a person even more closer. So this Iman is a great, and Allah declares in the Quran Sharif itself, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the friend of the people who have brought Iman. There is also one great distinction in this ayat. Allah said He is the friend of the people who brought Iman. Allah didn't say those who have brought Iman are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. For example, a big person tells you, I'm your friend. He makes a joke also with you, everything. But you don't have the right to make a joke with him. He will speak to you casually. He will speak to you frankly. He will make a joke also with you, but you can't make a joke with him. So Allah's relationship with us is like that. But in any case, that Allah has declared that He is our friend. What a great thing that is. A person, من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه. A person who has recognized himself, that I was born, Allah Ta'ala same says Himself, هو الذي أنشأكم. That He is the one who created you, and at the time when you were just a speck, you were just dust at one time, you were an impure drop of semen at one time, where have you got the right to be the friend of Allah Ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala befriends you when you are that person who أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. And Allah says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. So when you are that condition, you have no right to be the friend of Allah, but Allah has befriended you, how much shouldn't you appreciate that? How much shouldn't you honor it? And to be conscious of this, to be living with it, that is what is required. And that is the effort of zikr, of tasawwuf, that a person, not only now that I'm speaking, I think about it, we are listening, but it's all the time. You're driving, you think of it, that where am I fit to have this motor car? This car, this road, that to drive on this road, where am I fit to be driving on this road? How many of us appreciate the roads that we have? We complain about the potholes. Undoubtedly, we complain a lot about the potholes. But whoever makes shukar of the nice roads that we are traveling on? And that for a car that is functioning, we can say the manufacturers, we can say the people who service it, but any person who has got eyes will see through this and see it's only the hand of Allah behind it. And that Allah has given it to me, I'm not fit for it at all. The clothes that we wear, the food that we eat, to be conscious all the time, Allah has given me this plate of food. Allah has given me, we all came for Jummah now, we all changed our clothes. For example, just your topi got put away one side. You can't see it. Now you're getting agitated. Where's my topi? It's already, I have to be leaving now. Or your socks. One sock you got, just the other sock you can't find it. Now you're getting, if you got your wife around there, you'll take out all the blame on her. That where's my socks? You didn't put it there, etc. For one thing, we are so dependent. And this is to be all the time conscious of it. And this is such a state that during, while you awake also, and Allah will bring it in your dreams also, Allah will show you such dreams. And when you wake up middle of the night, you will be conscious, and that is what Allah wants from us, which is called Sifat-e-Ihsan, that we are in the presence of Allah Ta'ala all the time. And we acknowledge Allah Ta'ala, and we make His ibadat as though we are seeing Him. That person's two rakats is a very big thing. That person's eating is also a very big thing. That person's talking and joking, that is also a very big thing. A person who goes to toilet with the sifat of ihsan, a person who cohabits with his wife with the sifat of ihsan, is better than our 100th years of tahajjud namaz. Where we don't, in our tahajjud, in our du'as, we don't have concentration on Allah Ta'ala. And that person, even when he's going to toilet, before that his du'a and consciously. In the toilet he makes the muraqabah of the toilet. This is what is required of tasawwuf and ihsan. And a person who acquires this, what can we imagine? That jannat will come. Allah puts him in jannat in this world already. And without any exaggeration, in these days of iniquity, these days of so much of temptation, violence, sin, Allah will keep you in Jannat in this world already. And that Jannat will come. So this quality of Iman is a very great quality. And Iman is something which is not like Namaz. We all came for Namaz now. Announcement was made, 12 o'clock will be Bayan. Quarter to one will be Azan. Then round about 5 to will be Khutbah, which is also in a sense part of Namaz. 2 rakats of Namaz, then 2 rakats of Namaz. Then we make our Sunnah, say 10, 15 minutes will be in Namaz. And then we are out of Namaz, we are out of the Masjid also. We go out of the Masjid. But Iman, whether you are in Namaz, Iman must be in you. Whether you are eating, Iman must, in the toilet, Iman must be in you. Wherever you are, you must make sure that this Iman, and not only that Iman is there, it's packed away in your bag, you don't know whether it's there. You must be conscious of it all the time. That Iman, we must be conscious of it all the time. And Iman, there is no greater enjoyment than Iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we express our great love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An orator, a lecturer will explain the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and how beautiful and handsome Allah made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. More than that, handsomeness and beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's outward features are his akhlaq and his character. How he treated every person, how he treated his wives, how he treated his neighbors, how he treated little children, that is more beauty. more beauty than that akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his ibadat, his namazes were haseen. His namaz was beautiful. A person would enjoy to see the namaz of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All his akhlaq, his muamalat, and the greatest beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he took out people from kufr and from shirk. A person who has been taken out of worshipping idols, a person who trusted on idols that they do everything from him, for him. And in fact, when they themselves cannot stand on their own, they can't sit on their own, they can't lie down, they can't be made on their own. A person makes the idol and then he worships that the idol will do my things for me. He has to make the idol. The idol is not made itself also. And then you believe this idol will do. And don't only let us think of idols, of the idols in a temple, but today our shops are also idols, our jobs are idols, our technology is idols, whatever high tech we have got, these are all idols. They can't do anything, your shop can't do anything for you. Your shop says you must come and open me, you must fill goods, you must do a run all the things in the shop, then I can give you profit. And the example of trusting on anything besides Allah Ta'ala, it's like one blind person tells another blind person, over this very busy freeway at peak hours, I will take you across. Or one paralyzed person tells another paralyzed person, when the freeway is at its height, the very busy time, you jump on my back and I will take you over. You are also in need, the shop is in need. Your computer, you think my computer just at the click of a button, but tell you don't press that one button, nothing happens also. And many times when you press, you see only everything is going haywire on the screen also. You need, so the computer can't do for you, and you can't do for the computer. So there is only one being that is in existence since ever, and who alone does everything. So if a person is taken out of all these wrong things and brought to Allah, there is no greater Eid than that person. There is no greater joy for that person. More greater than the joy of Jannah also is when a person... So this is that conscious Iman that has to come into us. And this is that effort, all this effort of saying with the pious people, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. The object of zikrullah, etc., and all the other spiritual exercises that are given are not just one thing detached from the whole picture. It is there in order to bring this reality. And this is that we have to be working towards and getting that reality of the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. Our zikr must take us to that. We attend majalis must be taking us to Allah Ta'ala. And we must be consciously in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by his personality, his zaat, he made the Sahaba, we cannot imagine, they were in the worst condition, most of them, before accepting Islam. They were idol worshippers, drinking of liquor was their daily pastime all the time. Or every type of evil and vice you can think. But Allahu Akbar, in a short span of 23 years, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed those people into the leaders of the world till the day of Qiyamah. It's really, if we think of it, it's something impossible. It's something unbelievable, but it's a hard fact. We have no choice but to accept it. So this was that effort which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made to transform them and bring that reality of Iman. That is what Allah Ta'ala is referring to in this first part of the ayat. And we must take cognizance of it, that Allah is addressing us as people of that Iman. If, for example, wherever your name has been read out to be in a certain group, and you know I'm not in that group, but your name has been read, you feel happy quietly, you shy, and you go in that group. Now you act and you try and be amongst those people. Many students who have studied, they didn't do justice to their studies. Now graduation day came, you have graduated, your name is called out. A person who has got any metal in him, he will say, now let me at least be like a Maulana. Though I didn't study like that, I didn't live like a Maulana, or a person who's given Khilafat. He says, I'm not worth it, but I've been given Khilafat. Now let me live up to it. Let me make my life according to this now. So in the same way, when Allah has given us the Khilafat of Iman, and He has told us, you are people of Iman, which you are going to Jannat. You are the flag bearers of Jannat. You are the torch bearers of humanity to take them to Jannat. Now at least we should bring this into us. And we should make our lives publicly and privately, in every aspect, our business life, our deeni life, we should make it according. And if this reality comes into us, then a person's whole life, his life at home with his wife, is regulated. When that consciousness of Iman is there. When he's in his business, he's regulated with that Iman. Everywhere. So there is a very great and mighty thing which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and which Allah is referring to in this ayat. May Allah make it that we understand and appreciate it. Now when we have got this Iman, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say this very beautifully, that you have got your passport of Jannat, you got your ticket and visa for Jannat, you are going to enter, but you got an economy ticket, economy class. And when you go to the airport, you'll have to sit in the general lounge there and wait, where there are a lot of people, etc. You want a bottle of juice, you'll have to pay for it, everything, and you'll sit amongst all the people. But now Allah wants those who have brought Iman. I want to make you super mu'mins. I want to make you my special ones. I want you to travel now your journey to me, not only in economy, but first class. And not first class only, I want you to be VIPs also. That when you travel also, when you go to the airport, you go to the special lounges where everything is free for you. And the couches are so comfortable there. And there is aircon and everything is there for you. When you get off at your destination, there is somebody waiting for you to take you to that lounge again. And you're a VIP. You don't have to do customs also. You don't have to get your bags and wait and wait and wait for your bags. You don't have to worry about going through customs. All that will be done for you. So this is by taqwa. You have got Iman, and now by acquiring taqwa, now you're going to be flying first class. And now you are going to be a VIP passenger. So that is what Allah wants us. So Iman Allah gave us free of charge. We have got it. Now that we become conscious of this great gift, let us just make this little bit more effort to acquire taqwa. What is taqwa? How many definitions have been given? The basic is that taqwa is within a person. Allah. Of taqwa in us, and Allah commands us have taqwa. Where must we get it from? It is there, it is latent, it is dormant, it is in you. Make it alive. It is there. That is all what Allah wants from us. Otherwise, if we did not have the capability of taqwa, Allah couldn't command us with the command of taqwa. It is in every person that we can. Every person, no matter what a drug addict you are, no matter what a idol worshipper you are, but you have got it in you. Allah has put it in you that you can just flip over and you can become a 100% muwahid and 100% obedient servant of Allah. And this is all not only from theory, from the Quran Sharif, but history proves it. How many people, what won their lives? Overnight, how they changed. They slept at night as the worst sinners on the surface of the earth. They woke up in the morning as the greatest awliya on the surface of the earth. And this is happening all the time, even today. And mashallah, with this noble effort of this ihsan and of tasawwuf, how many people's lives are changing. It is really shocking. Also, it is like something which is unbelievable, but it's there in front of our eyes. We have no choice but to believe it. Young boys, young girls, people who are in so much of sin, and how their lives have changed. So this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us, this taqwa. And it is within us. It is just to make it alive. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you are himmatur, the himmat you got, but you are a thief, you don't want to use it, then that's your problem. But Allah has kept it and you can use it. When we were in Jamaat, 1 year in Jamaat, there was one Maulana from Bengal with us, and he told me one time, we used to get on very well together, he told me that if suddenly 10 Jamaats come to your masjid, 10 people each, 100 people, if you are not immature, you can arrange for them in a jiffy. They came here just before Zohar, but after Zohar you can have lunch ready for them if you use that courage which Allah has put in you. But if you just fall flat, oh, now what I'm going to do? Why they send Jamaats without informing us? Markaz must first inform us, then we can prepare. Then you won't achieve anything. But you just make little himmat, and it's a rule. Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. When you make your himmat, Allah's help also comes to you. So that himmat Allah has given us, and it is for up to us to use it. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example also. When a cow gives birth to her calf, and the farmer comes to milk the cow, then the cow pulls up some of the milk within it, so that it keeps it for its calf. The love it's got for its calf, it keeps it there. So it's got that himmat, it keeps it, and it doesn't let it go out. It doesn't allow the farmer to take that milk. So like that himmat is hidden in us. It for us for to. So this is what Allah is commanding us. That latent, hidden, secret taqwa which every person has got. Allah is commanding us to make it alive. To bring it to the fore. Take it out from the warehouse. Bring it to the front now. And use it now. Don't leave it in the storeroom there. Let it rot away there. Bring it out and use this taqwa. And this taqwa is that we observe the commandments of Allah. And we stay away from the disobedience of Allah. The highest form of taqwa is to stay away from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from riya and sum'ah, to do things for name and show. And we do all this and we have tawheed in us, complete tawheed. Ikhlas we have in us. And we have sincerity in us. Then the further form of taqwa, that our faraiz are all in order. And in this way it goes down, right to all, so much so, taqwa is this, to be ba-adab, to have respect within you. And not to have taqwa, that you don't have adab in you. So it comes from the top, from iman, and it stuffs down right through. The more we make effort of taqwa, the more we gain the finer things, from the top to the bottom. So, and we must to also get our priorities in order. Taqwa is not we reading the whole day Quran Sharif, but we not making namaz. There are many people, especially people who we call from the Barelvi school of thought, they love their wazifas lot, their pansuras, and they will read it. One person in Azadwal, he has passed away, Allah grant all jannat. His wife used to complain about him that he doesn't make fajr, but his pansura, he must read it. There is no way that he can miss his pansura. And while he's reading his pansura, he's swearing away this person also, swearing away that person, his mind, that person did me down in business, that person did this, and he's swearing him, but he must complete his pansura. So that is not taqwa. And many of us, we take such a person, he reads every day his pansura. Quran Sharif he doesn't read, Fajr he doesn't make, so our priorities must come in order also. Many of us, we don't have our priorities in order. The things which are nafil, we give them great importance. Things which are faraz, the most important faraiz, we don't give them any importance. So that also, this taqwa must come. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and what a complete ayat. Just like any advertisement, you advertise something, but you don't write where you can get that product. You don't put a telephone number, you don't put a website address, you don't put anything. Now you advertise your product. And many of us, unfortunately, when we make bayan also, for example, we will make bayan of namaz, how to make a perfect namaz. But we won't say where you can get this perfect namaz. What must you do? Where must you go? By whom must you go? Where are you going to? We just say that you must make it on your own. You just advertise the product. That person who reads the advertisement, he can't make the product himself. He has to go where is by somebody who's got the product. He has to go to that person, phone that person, email that person, make contact, find out details, buy the thing, get it delivered, etc. So namaz, we speak on sabr, for example, we speak on controlling of anger. These are all the products. But where are you going to get this product? Yes, Quran Sharif teaches us how to make complete bayan also. The introduction, the body of the bayan, and the conclusion also complete. That in order to get this iman also, and this consciousness of this iman, and to be staying in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, and to get this taqwa, to become a first class passenger, how are you going to become? How are you going to become a VIP? Not from here to Dubai. Not from here to London, but from here to Jannah. All the way that you get a first class ticket. And you get also together with that you're going to be a VIP. On the plane also you're going to be treated as a VIP. Where at your airport of departure, at your airport of arrival, you're going to be a VIP all the time. For all this, Allah Ta'ala says, the place you're going to get it, and this is not my bayan, we all, there are so many huffaz and ulama sitting, Allah is making this bayan. Allah says for that, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, that you just be with the sadiqeen. Kunu, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, is amar siga, a command. It is a command. And in the Arabic language, amar, command, is made from mudari. And in the verb mudari is continuity. So in the command also is continuity. That all the time be with the sadiqeen. Either physically you are with the sadiqeen, or mentally, or by heart you are with them. And also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain the beautiful hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that that you must be, what's the hadith? That a person, inshallah I'll remember the words of the hadith, but to be with the pious people of Allah Ta'ala, then to be with them, to love them, to love the pious people. But your love, that is not sufficient. It must come then, you go and sit also with the pious people. And don't sit there all the time also. Ziyarat comes after that. And ziyarat means to come and go. Like we say, we're going for ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we go, we don't stay there. We come back. Again Allah give tawfiq, we go again, we come back. So to come and go. So this is what is required. That with the sadiqeen, that don't just have the love in your heart. That is also, you are with them. With your love, you are with them also. But with that, wherever you get the opportunity, there isn't any rukawat, impediment, something blocking you, go and sit in their company also. But don't sit all the time also. You got your family also. You got your business also. And how balanced Islam and deen is. That it's sought to every aspect. Just like in a broader example, Allah Ta'ala hasn't made namaz faraz for jamaat namaz for women. If all women had to come here, then when you go home, nothing is ready. The women are here. And they got lot of wazifas to read and lot of mansuras to read. They just don't finish. They just carry on and on. Then who will prepare all the food? Eid day. If they all have to come for Eid namaz, then when you go home, nothing is ready. Who is going to be preparing? For every namaz, if they have to come. So Allah has balanced our deen in a most perfect way, in every aspect, in our outward life, public life, our deeni life, our private life, everything Allah Ta'ala has balanced very, very perfectly. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala said, don't stay all the time with the pious people, with your shaykh, etc. Go home and see to your own affairs also. And at the same time, don't impose on the shaykh also. He's also a human being. He's also got his family. He's also got his own thing. All the time you're going to be there. But anyway, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with them. And be with them all the time in the various forms and shades. that with your love in your heart, that you go and sit with them, that you come and go, etc. In this way you be with the Sadiqeen. So that is where you will get this. In one very easy way to understand the importance, which many people fail to understand. Why must we go and sit with the pious people? We can on our own, we can also acquire taqwa, we make our five times namaz, and many people are making their five times namaz, making their tilawat, making great ibadat, going in jamaat also, going for umrah also, great alims, muftis they are. What's the necessity of going to stay with a pious person? A simple example to understand this, you can become a great allama and a great hafiz of all the arkan of hajj. How to make hajj, what are the farais of hajj, etc. That way is Rukne Yamani, way is Hajar-e Aswad, everything. And not only that, you give lectures on it also. And you present slides also. You present videos also. I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying the masala, whether it's jais or not, to put videos with humans on it. I'm not explaining that. I'm just giving an example. And perfect you can do, but your hajj cannot be made. Your hajj can only be made if you go in the sohbat of Kaaba Sharif. And you go in the sohbat of Mina and Arafat and Muzdalifah. You'll have to go. You can build your own Kaaba at home also in your backyard. You can make your own Arafat and Mina also. But your hajj won't be made. You can be a Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali. He wrote a kitab on the arkan of hajj. And what a kitab he wrote. But that, and many people have written on hajj and give lectures on hajj. But all that, and the example of this, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give, that a person is here in Azadville, he wants to go to Johannesburg. And he has asked or studied on the internet, he has googled his route to go. Which way he can go, by taxi he can go, by train he can go, by bus he can go, by car he can go. How many different routes there are. Can take this road, you can take this road, which times you go when there will be less traffic, everything. And he writes a whole big thick encyclopedia on it. But with all that, he's still in Azadpur. He's not in Johannesburg. And so this is Alime Manzil. He knows how to reach his destination. He's got ilm of reaching his destination. But even if he's fast asleep and somebody picked him up and put him in the car and they drove him to Johannesburg, he's Baligh Manzil. He has reached his destination. Without him knowing anything, he didn't write any big encyclopedia on how to reach Johannesburg, nothing. He didn't study, nothing. But he just sat in the company of that person, they took him, he will have reached. So this is that we can have all the knowledge of how to reach Allah. But Allah in His system and in the Quran Sharif, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. And how many? Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَاهُ. Those who were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this ma'iyat ma'ahu was with iman and i'tiqad, with muhabbat and with sacrifice. Those people, ashidda ala al-kuffar, rahama'u baynahum. They could become like that themselves also. Rijalun la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillah. Such men, not men of steel and iron, men of iman. That they won't just move one bit from the commands of Allah Ta'ala. All this, yes, Allah Ta'ala has shown it is from sohbat. And if we still have an object, then we will go and find out from Allah why you connected all this with sohbat. With connection of the Ahlullah. Why did you put this? A great alim like Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan al-Nadawi. What a great alim. And he has written that nowhere in the history of Islam and in the whole world of Islam has Allah taken great work of deen, but it was somebody who was connected with some pious person. And he has given examples not only of India and Pakistan, but the whole of Africa, Egypt, Sudan, Somalia, Libya, Nigeria, the whole world. Whoever Allah Ta'ala made to shine out, they had connection with some Allah Wala. So this is what is required. This is the method which Allah has chalked out for us. And we cannot change this method of Allah. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah's system is this. Allah has kept it like this all along. And we have seen, for example, the great work of Tabligh and Dawah, which is so beneficial, and how lot good is happening in the world. For example, Turkey, and the Raivin, this I'm talking about 30 years ago, they say that all the effort we made in the whole world of Tabligh, more than that we made in Turkey, but the work didn't take root there. And we have seen that wherever Allah Wala went, then Deen's work takes root there. South America, where Allah Wala really haven't gone, the work of Tabligh is carrying on, but it hasn't been taken root as such. And wherever else, wherever Allah Ta'ala, Allah Wala went, see South Africa, our time is up, and yeah, what the condition was before Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib came, Rahmatullah Ali, in about 62, 63. But one Allah Wala came, and the whole surface of South Africa. In the UK, there were Muslims from all countries for a long time. But when Gujaratis went, and they called Allah Wala to come, and Qari Tayyib Sahib, when he went back to India, he went to the Markaz Nizamuddin, and he told Malana Yusuf Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Bahut darkhez zameen hai, jamaaton ko bhejo. A very fertile soil, South Africa is, sent jamaat. Immediately Mufti Zainul Abidin, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib's jamaats came. And that was preceded with Maulana Musa Samrodi, who did all the groundwork. And then, alhamdulillah, Allah showed results. The rain started falling and things started growing. So this is the couple that we have jamaat work also carrying on. And these people who we call Allah Wala, wherever their feet falls, wherever the nazar falls, in fact one poet says that wherever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nazar fell in the world, that place is fertile spiritually till today. And where his nazar did not fall, that's barren land, dead land. So this is what is required in order to get the results and the products of Deen to become alive. That we have our Darul Ulooms also. We have the great work of Tabligh and Dawah also. We have the Khanqahs also. We have social welfare work also. All the departments of Deen are alive. Inshallah, we will get great results. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us, inshallah, Allah may put it in our hearts, the correct understanding of Deen, and all the efforts that complement one another, and we all work together, inshallah, we will get great results. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil.